For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some local news headlines. In West Harlem, residents are sharing their stories this evening about the NYPD going into public housing complexes and making mass arrests on June 4th. They say it was a military assault by over 400 police at the General Grant and Manhattanville housing complexes. A grandmother tells the story that she stepped from her bedroom to find a gun in her face. She tried to shield her 7-year-old grandson from the police, who said, "We'll get him later." A young woman, 16 years old, woke up with a gun shoved in her face, dragged from her bed in her underwear. She was handcuffed and thrown to the floor next to her mother. This is while the police ransacked the apartment. She said, "Now I can't sleep. Even a knock on the door makes me jump." About 300 tenants of Stuyvesant Town and Peter Cooper Village rallied on the steps of City Hall today. They said they want to make sure the complex remains affordable under any new ownership. Senator Charles Schumer promised to protect the middle-class enclave of Manhattan's East Side. New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer said they are drawing a line in the sand when it comes to preserving affordable housing at Stuyvesant Town and Peter Cooper Village. And there was a win today for some low-wage workers. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey adopted a new minimum wage policy for contract workers at all Port Authority facilities. Fathers are coming together at City Hall with community and city council members to talk about the powerful role fathers have in their children's lives. Manny Yanko is with the Children's Aid Society.
1,000,001 fathers just coming together, really taking the fatherhood pledge to really understand the important role of fatherhood. And it's such a powerful piece in our children's lives. So my role as father, and whether I'm present or absent, is still teaching my child something.
Dads on Saturday will take a Father's Day pledge to do everything possible to be there for their children and for young people whose fathers are not around. In New York City, the pledge is on the steps of City Hall at noon on Saturday. All are invited. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.